Welcome, champions, to episode 46, a special two-hour live New Year's Eve episode of Chimp Out Radio. We've got a couple of guests on hold. We're going to bring them in a little bit. They are Egyptian and Shadowgeist. Plus, we've got a lot of surprises tonight.
Yeah, guys, we're going to have a lot of fun tonight, so don't call until the second hour. First up, we have some news stories and everything else for you, so sit tight, guys.
We're going to be giving away some prizes. We're going to be taking calls, but not until after midnight Eastern time. That's 1 hour from now. So the number to call in, write this down, is 646-200-4171. Grab a pen and write this down. The call-in number is area code 646-200-4171. We'll get you on the show, but don't call until after midnight Eastern. That's 1 hour from now. We're going to be giving away some prizes and having all kinds of fun.
Special New Year's Eve live edition of Chimp Out Radio is starting right now.
So good to be doing a live show tonight. How you feeling tonight, Bird?
Oh, great. We're ready to party tonight.
This is going to be awesome. I've been looking forward to this ever since we did it last year. And yeah, and we're going to have a lot of fun tonight. We're going to give out some awards tonight, and we're going to talk to some people, and we're going to open the phone lines up in a little bit. Not just yet, so don't call in yet. But
yeah, we'll be on. We'll be taking phone calls in about an hour after the countdown. And boy, DJ, the forum has really grown in the last year, and 2010 has flown by.
I know, I can't believe it.
I can't believe it. Almost 12 months ago, you came to my house and visited me and did your GTFO tour.
I know, that was nuts, Bird. I can't believe it either. I've been through so much this year. We all have, and the site itself has grown so much. How many members do we have now?
Okay, the membership as of right now would be 2,634 members, and the active members, which is the important number, is 839.
And that's about the same as last year, actually.
It is about the same as last year, but the number of hits we are getting is much more than last year. We got far more people who read the forum as unique visitors than we ever have. We get 1 million hits, I believe, per month, right?
No, that's per day.
Per day.
We get over 1 million hits on the average day.
Yes, apparently we're getting people's attention, and that's always a good thing. And we're getting niggers' attention as well.
Yeah.
Which is always funny.
That's always funny.
Especially when they write into the forum and with the caps lock key on, not using any periods or commas. And quite often over the last year, we've done some love letters.
Oh, yeah. But you know what? I've got this theory that they don't know how... I don't think a nigger knows how to use a cap lock's key. I think what they're doing is they've got one finger on the shift and the other finger flinging poop. You know? So it's like a two-handed thing. So, yeah, there you go.
I just imagine, you know, putting on oven mitts and banging on the keyboard for a half hour.
Or like typing with boxing gloves like Strong Bad.
Yeah. You see Mike Tyson reading Chimp Out, and he's sitting there on the keyboard.
That ain't cool, man. That ain't cool. Waiter's paper cup I never
brought to mind. You're listening to the special live episode of Chimp Out Radio as we bring in the year 2011 with Birdman and DJ. The number to call, write this down, is area code 646-200-4171. That's 646-200-4171. But we're not accepting calls until after midnight Eastern time. Enjoy the show. Wow, 2010 has been an awesome year for Chimp Out. We've seen it grow and grow and grow. And not just Chimp Out Radio, but the entire site has gone up. 2010 was a great year also for ChimpTube.tv. We're getting tons of hits on there, lots of submissions, really awesome stuff. Okay, Justin Iger brought something really amazing to our attention. This is a website called Sharonator.com, and what they do is they can take your information about your website and kind of compile it in ways that maybe you didn't think of yourself.
Now, all these figures are based on Alexa ratings, and since our Alexa rating pretty much holds tight at around 65,000 to 67,000 on any given day, it compares our Alexa rating to populations of different countries based on Alexa ratings and how many people visit chimpbot.com on a daily basis, and this will really blow your mind.
I cannot believe this. This is so awesome. So chimpbot.com being rated as if it were a world country, this is what it says. It says, based on daily visitors, this website is a rising empire already larger than the British Virgin Islands.
Yeah, and we're right behind San Marino and Gibraltar. And the number, the population of the British Virgin Islands is 23,000, and the average daily visitors on ChimpOut is 30,692.
So we're almost 8,000 people more than the British Virgin Islands.
And it says here, when you scroll down on this, is one in every 56,497 internet users visit chimpout.com daily. So there are more nigger haters out there than the liberals would have you believe.
That's amazing. One out of every 56,000 people on the internet,
yeah,
roughly.
It's quite awesome, given the sheer number of people who have regular internet access nowadays. That is pretty darn good.
Yeah.
And it goes on to say that chimpout.com is 30,692 visitors visualized, and that's as big as the Tokyo Marathon.
Wow. It says, runners filled the streets in the front of the Tokyo Metropolitan Government Building at the start of the Tokyo Marathon. More than 30,000 runners participate in the third edition of the Tokyo Marathon. And so the picture that's listed here is an illustration of what a crowd of 30,692 chimpout.com visitors would look like if they all met in one place.
And it continues to go over the demographics of chimpout.com, and 66% of people who visit chimpout.com are from the United States, because we are based in the United States, and 15% is from the United Kingdom, which, given how small the United Kingdom is, that's a pretty darn good number.
Yeah, it is.
And 20% is other. That means every other country in the world. So that's how we're broken up as far as demographics. So we got people all over the world visiting our site. It's really amazing.
That is incredible. I cannot believe it. And, you know, it's just getting bigger and bigger and bigger. We're already at the point where we're getting 1 million hits a day.
Yeah, and I remember when we all got together and started this site, and we would have been, at the time we started the site, we would have been amazed to have a 100,000 Alexa rating. But we have a 67 or 65, depending on the day, 1,000 Alexa rating. So we're much higher. Almost 3 years later, we are much better off than we would have ever dreamed of in the beginning.
And you know what? Our rating's even been higher before, because we've dipped into the 50,000 range quite a few times.
Yes, there have been a few times where we have done that, and, you know,
that's global. Now, if you want to look at just the USA statistics, what are we like?
15,000?
Yeah, something like
20,000?
That. 15, 18, I don't remember, something like that. Incredible. Just absolutely amazing.
And we go by the worldwide because we want to invite more people around the world to come and check out our forum and our website and our radio show. So, you know, we really don't talk about the United States statistics very much, even though we're based there.
Right.
Yeah. We really encourage all humans to come by, check us out, maybe join if you hate the nigger beast. And, you know, we just keep getting bigger and bigger every day.
That's right. And, you know, the other thing that we do that kind of hides our numbers a little bit, and we're not doing it out of modesty, just out of honesty, basically, is that we occasionally prune non-active users. If you don't do anything, if you don't log into or make a post your account in, I think it's, what is it, every 45 days or something like that, you're considered...
With anybody with a zero post gets pruned like every 6 months.
Yeah, it's something like that. So if you don't do anything in that time, you get pruned and you're automatically dropped. And so that keeps our numbers realistic. And so if you were to take all of the people who have at one time been a member of Chimp Out, it's over 10,000.
Yeah. Yeah. I believe the number of people who have signed in to Chimp Out as a member has reached over 10,000 as of this recording. So
mm-hmm.
it just keeps getting better every day. And I've talked to various people, and you know, the workload for our administrators gets quite big, too.
That's right. In fact, we've added two administrators in the past year.
Yeah, just to help out.
Yeah.
And the way we're going, we just keep going up, 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 and, you know, pretty sure more administrators will be added at some point in time, probably not right away, but, you know, we try to keep our... We take pride in our moderation staff, our administration staff, to keep things on topic and keep things well for the forum and not letting things get too out of hand and away from topic. But still, we got so many loyal people out there that either read us every day or are members.
Yeah, and you have to remember, for every member that's on there that's registered and shown, there's usually, now it's about 10 times as many that are on as guests. Because you'll see, like, I don't know, like 60-some registered members online, and then there'll be, like, another 600 guests. So it's just amazing that that many people can be on there at any time.
And of course, you know, people have the reasons for not signing in, but, you know, the hits alone that we get. And if somebody links a thread of Chimp Out to something else, we get more hits. So if you... Our enemies think if they come in and try to make fun of us or... posted on their gay-ass forum that they're actually hurting us. They're actually helping us.
Yeah. I think I read it somewhere. Anyway.
So, good work, Empress. Keep up the good work, because, you know, things, like I said, just keep going up, up, up.
You are listening to a special New Year's Eve 2-hour live Chimp Out radio show with DJ Stupnig and Birdman. Write this number down. The number is area code 646-200-4171. That's 646-200-4171. But don't call until after midnight Eastern Time.
Niggers.
I'm glad niggers suck, because otherwise we wouldn't have jobs, you know that?
Yeah, we wouldn't have anything to do every night. Our lives would be pretty well either meaningful or boring, whichever way you might want to take it. But we have quite a bit of entertainment here on Chimp Out on a daily basis. And we'd like to thank our nigger friends out there who provide all this material every single day of the year that keeps our site up and running, because you can't make this shit up, folks.
That's
you
right.
Really can't.
If we tried to make stuff up, it wouldn't be half as funny as reality. We're going to get into that tonight in a little bit. We're going to give out some awards, and some niggers are going to get some awards, too. But for now, let's do a news story, and what do you got for us this time?
All right, the ultimate TNB, the Toilet Police, or actually Detroit Police Chief, says, make my job easier and stop carrying cash in the toilet. I mean, it doesn't get more pathetic than this, folks. I mean, if the police chief has to warn people not to carry cash, you know that Detroit is pretty well a nigger-fuxated shithole.
Yeah, well, everybody knows that. Or maybe he's just a nigger policeman and he just is too lazy to do his job, so he says, you know what, why don't you just quit carrying money, then I don't got to work.
Yeah, you know? Just sit at the squad room all day and eat donuts. But it goes on to say, Detroit Police Chief Ralph Godby wants you to be safe this holiday season.
Then he should tell you to move out of Detroit.
Yeah, that would be the best idea. But so Godby took to Facebook Sunday afternoon to warn Detroit not to carry cash, because when you are inevitably mugged by niggers, credit and debit cards can be canceled out and replaced.
That's true.
To be sure, it doesn't hurt to keep one's wits when in the middle of a nigger-infested shithole, flashing cash or otherwise making oneself an easy target is never advisable. But the notion that the very act of carrying cash is inherently dangerous seems to validate most Sizzlak's assertion that Detroiters are one pregnant sow away from becoming Kenya.
Except they don't have any lions in Detroit, though. Well, what am I saying? They got the Detroit Lions.
Yeah, well,
there you go. Yeah, they suck.
Well, yeah. Anyways, yeah. They got plenty of pit bulls.
Yes, they do.
I guess that's the predator in Detroit, niggers and pit bulls. But the fear of niggers lurking around every dark corner is irrational. Niggers don't lurk in corners, because that would imply they have self-awareness and hunting skills of a house cat. which they don't. In truth, crime rates have fallen significantly since the early 1990s, even in Detroit. Yeah, right.
Right. Why? Because they all killed each other, maybe.
That's our story, and we're sticking to it, folks.
Oh, please. Yeah,
that's what the, I guess that's what the police are trying to tell people to make them feel better about living in Detroit. If any poor humans have been forsaken by God and are still in Detroit, aren't safe carrying a couple 20s around, some of that blame should be placed on the doorstep of 1300 Beaubien. I believe that's the mayor's house or something like that.
Oh.
Perhaps Detroit would be a safer place if Godby's former boss, ex-police chief Ella Bewley Cummings, wasn't working with Kwame Philpatrick and Christine Beatty to thwart the reform efforts of former chief Jerry Oliver in the federal monitoring process. No, we're kidding. Detroit would most definitely be a fine place to live if it weren't infested with niggers.
It'd be a beautiful place to live if it weren't infested with niggers.
It was a great place about 60 years ago when the niggers knew their place, but unfortunately, you know, they took the leashes off of them and allowed them to, you know, pretty much walk around unbothered.
Yep. And they got rid of all the white police officers in the 80s. It was stupid.
So, folks, this holiday season, you know, even though it's come to a close tonight, you don't want to carry cash in Detroit.
The only thing you want to carry in Detroit is a gun.
Yeah, and they won't even let you do that. So, you're pretty well screwed.
So just don't go there.
Yeah, avoid Detroit. Avoid Atlanta. Avoid Memphis or Memphrica. Avoid East St. Louis. Avoid Oakland, Washington, D.C., Philadelphia or Killadelphia, and parts of New York City. Just about any major city, really, that is infested with niggers, it's best to pretty much avoid it if you want to hold on to your life and your money.
Hi, this is Thinking Niggs.
This is Aryan Girl.
This is Justin Nigger.
Hi, this is Galaglide.
This is Lady Coon Thrasher.
Hi, this is Snow Dog.
This is Dirty Dan.
This is Miss Ann, and you're listening to Birdman and DJ on Chip Out Radio.
We are live tonight on New Year's Eve 2011, counting down to midnight. And just like last year, we're going to do some awards tonight. And Bird, what is the first award that we have going out tonight?
Well, it's a yearly tradition here on Chimp Out Radio, one, to do a New Year's Eve live episode, and secondly, to do awards for the year. And we hand out awards to various members and niggers that we've run into over the past 12 months. And the first award, and probably one of the most important awards, is the Iron Man Award. And that award goes to Maleficarum for his continuing and constant service to the forum each and every day. He does a wonderful job around here. He does
a vast amount of work keeping the forums up, fending off all the DDoS attacks that we get. And believe me, we've had quite a few.
Oh, yeah. We get attacked quite a bit. And he's the guy there on the front lines protecting our forum from the people who hate us the most. So this award goes out to you, Malif. Congratulations, dude. You do a wonderful job around here.
Well done. And going along with the Iron Man Award, we have the Iron Woman Award. And this goes to somebody who's been with the Chimp Out forums almost since the beginning. We've watched her rise up through the ranks, and she's doing an awesome job. Does a lot of behind-the-scenes work and has even been on the show. The Iron Woman Award for 2010 goes to Nignog.
Yeah, she does a phenomenal job around the forums, not only moderating and behind-the-scenes stuff, trying, you know, helping to keep things together. So congratulations, Nignog. You do an awesome job around here, and thank you.
Well done. And there's a less prestigious award that we're going to give out tonight. Chimpout Radio's done pretty well, you know, and some people have been on the show once or twice, and some people have been on the show once or twice too often. So we have a special award tonight. It's called the Radio Whore Award.
Radio Whore.
Also known as Me, 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 Look at Me. And the Bird, who's getting that award this year?
Black Metal 84. He's probably been on the show more than anybody else.
I think he's been on the show more than I have.
Yeah, tell you the truth. Probably has.
We've got a seat here that we keep warm for him in the studio because he shows up all the time.
Yeah, well, the problem is we keep it warm for him and he keeps sniffing the sea. You know, we got to break him of that little habit there.
You got to rub his nose in it. That'll stop him. Or maybe that'll make him do it more often because that guy's kind of cuckoo.
Yeah, so congratulations, Black Metal. You get the Radio Whore Award of 2010. Next up is the Missing in Action Award, and this award goes to somebody who used to be a member of the forum a long ass time ago and either got banned or was shunned from the forum for acting like a retard. And this award goes to WIR, also known as White is Right. And we have a little clip here of White is Right when back in the day when he called Chimp Out Radio number 10, which was also a live episode.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is White is Right, or WIR for short. Well, I wanted to bring up something that I don't think anyone has touched on just yet. But, as many of you probably already know, I am a college student. So, I see what my peers are like every day. See them being into all this, rap that. I guess it kind of relates to the coal burning topic that you talked about earlier. It just seems a bit bizarre to me, really, that, surely they've got to understand, but I guess they don't. I don't know.
Yeah, that was right. That was the last known recording of WIR.
Yes, he disappeared. Rumor has it that he went out and bought a pair of white slacks after Labor Day, and his father kicked him out of the house, and he hasn't been heard from since.
Yeah.
All right, moving right along, this next award is another prestigious award, which means quite a bit to us, and it is the Golden Quill Award, and this award goes out to people who are pretty good at writing on the forums, either entertaining or factual information on the forums. Great posting and all that nice stuff.
And this goes out to Count Nigula for their excellent work on the forums and for doing lots of quality posts. And the Tales of the Amber Lamps have kept many readers entertained. So well done.
Well done indeed. This next award goes to the Scariest Avatar, and the first recipient of this award, once again, we mentioned Black Metal because of his Good Morning Sun avatar, as everybody remembers. And the Scariest Avatar of 2010 goes to Murder Monkey.
Yes.
And if you've ever seen the Shibun on his avatar, you will vomit.
She looks like a cross between a gorilla and a rhinoceros.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Yeah, and her eyes are only half open. She's got that soulless nigger look in her face, like a zombie.
Yeah, that IQ can't be very high above room temperature, if at all.
Which makes her a nigger genius. So yeah. There you go.
Here we come a whistling among the leaves of green. Here we come a wandering safari to be seen. Here we come a wandering safari to be seen. Love and joy come to you, and to you I will sail too. God bless you and send you a happy new year. God send you a happy new year. We are not daily beggars that beg from door to door, but we're the neighbor's children that you've seen before. Children that you've seen before. Love and joy come to you, and to you I will sail too. God bless you and send you a happy new year. God send you a happy new year. I have a little purse, it's made of leather skin. I need a silver sixpence to line it well within. I need a silver sixpence to line it well within. Love and joy come to you, and to you I will sail too. God bless you and send you a happy new year. God send you a happy new year. And then the mistress too, and all the little children that round the table grew. All the little children that round this table grew. Love and joy come to you, and to you I will sail too. God bless you and send you a happy new year. God send you a happy new year. Here we come a whistling among the leaves of green. Here we come a wonder as a fairy to be seen. Here we come a wonder. To you I will sail too. God bless you and send you a happy new year. God send you a happy new year. God bless you and send you a happy new year. God send you a happy.
You're listening to the special live episode of Chimp Out Radio as we bring in the year 2011 with Birdman and DJ. The number to call, write this down, is area code 646-200-4171. That's 646-200-4171. But we're not accepting calls until after midnight Eastern Time. Enjoy the show.
And, boy, this is the toughest one of the entire year. Niggers are so stupid.
Yeah.
It took us 12 months to narrow it down to the Dumbest Nigger Award.
And this happened recently on one of the last episodes we did. I believe it was 43. And the Dumbest Nigger Award goes to the nigger who filled out a job application before he robbed the subway. Oh my God, how stupid can you get? This nigger actually filled out a job application and came back to rob the place later that day.
Wow.
And he left his name and phone number and address on the job application.
That's what happens when niggers actually fill out job applications. They just they feel so awful about themselves that they have to go and commit a felony.
Yeah. He couldn't have possibly have connected the two, even by now that he's sitting in prison. He's, gee, I wonder how they caught up with me.
Yeah, where did I go wrong here? No, I'm going to think about this for the next 5 to 10 years. What the hell?
Yeah, so we salute you, dumbest nigger. We don't know your name.
we don't care.
You're just dumb enough to make it on our awards list. And next up... speaking of stupid... The next award is called the Nigger Lover Award. And who does this award go out to, DJ?
Well, this goes out to our new friend, Reverend Jake Slayer from Blog TV.
Oh, my God. Is he...
We're only going to play a short clip because this guy is so stupid, it will make your head hurt if you listen for more than 30 seconds. Take a listen.
Bluntress. Oh, that's funny.
God, I love that purple thing. Busy. The bandana. Aww. Purple's my favorite color.
He's still kissing her ass. Are you listening to it?
I know.
No, not right now.
You know what? No more Negroes. I don't know how many Negroes you were in Alaska, and I don't goddamn care.
He's really drunk.
I don't care how many are in Florida, Wyoming, or New York, New Jersey, North Dakota, South Dakota, or any of the other states. I don't care who's a Negro. I don't care who's an Indian. I don't care if Osama bin Laden moves over here and buys a goddamn 7-Eleven. Because I just don't care.
Wow, that guy was stupid.
Yeah, I think he actually injects the alcohol into his veins.
And he probably uses like a turkey baster to do it.
Yeah. Here's one of them giant syringes you find at the veterinary clinic that they use on Great Danes.
Yes. God. So they should use it on Bluntress because she's about as ugly as a Great Dane.
Here's to you, Reverend Dumbass, for being a dumbass nigger lover. Speaking of Bluntress.
Yeah, speaking of Bluntress and Reverend Jake Dumbass, I sent them a PM a couple days ago through Skype. It gave them the phone number, the address, so we're hoping that they'll call in tonight.
Oh, we really hope they'll call in. I'm not saying maybe. Most likely, Reverend Dumbass will be hammered, and Stanko Shibun will be a Stanko Shibun.
Countress.
It can't smell good down there if she's wearing the same outfit for 3 days in a row.
Ugh, that's so gross.
And speaking of which, our next award... for the Stanko Shibun Award goes to Bluntress.
Bluntress herself, wow.
Oh, what an honor it must be to be the Stanko Shibun of 2010. Because believe me, there's plenty of them out there.
Yeah, but not all of them have their own show on Blog TV.
Yeah.
You know?
Not all of them are that hilarious.
Well, go ahead. The more that they type, hey, fine with me. Why don't y'all bring some more trolls in here? Why don't y'all bring 200 trolls in here? Fine with me. I love the trolls. I love the trolls. They eat my boo-boo. They eat my boo-boo. They eat my boo-boo. Trolls eat my boo-boo. Trolls eat my boo-boo. Trolls eat my boo-boo. That was the name of my new song. Trolls eat my boo-boo. In stores near you. A Walmart or a Kmart near you.
She is so fucking gross.
Oh my God, man! If you folks haven't seen her, you really got to check her out on Blog TV.
Or you know, while you're listening to us, open up another window and go to Bluntress.com. She's got her own website, and you can see what she looks like there.
It's pretty damn hideous. So get the eye bleach out, folks. I mean, one night she was putting her monkey paws behind her head, and
it was pretty nasty.
That full body shimmer just came over me.
Okay, so, and then we've got the Mud Dick Award, which goes out to a nigger who does the stupidest thing imaginable with his dick. last year we had the guy that fucked a horse.
Raped a horse
because it was white. He's the guy, he put the hay in stacks so he would have something to stand on while he would go up and fuck the horse. And then the horse got a disease from him.
Yeah,
remember that?
The horse got gonorrhea or something. It was some kind of poor horse.
I know, and it was the same horse that he mud-dicked earlier. He already went to jail for it, and when he got out, he came back and had sex with the horse again and got caught. But
we found another nigger that...
Even worse.
Again, it's even worse what he shoved his dick into, and we featured this on Chimp Out Radio this year recently, and... It goes to the nigger that cuts his scrotum on the screen door. And he was actually combative with the paramedics when they were trying to help him fix his mud dick.
He said, I got a little problem down there.
Yeah.
You got a problem up there, buddy. In your fucking head.
No, their brains are in their penises anyways. So.
That's true.
It really doesn't matter. It's his most valued possession. He was pretty upset about it. But
you know how simple life forms, like a worm, you can like cut them in two and then like the one part will just grow back?
Mm-hmm.
I'll bet if you cut off a nigger's dick, the dick would survive and the nigger would grow back.
I think the dick would survive and the nigger would die.
But I mean, eventually something would be attached to the dick. It would just... And then you'd have like another nigger.
It'd just grow like one big giant tumor.
That's what niggers are, basically. They're one giant genital wart. That's what they are.
Well, the next award, congratulations to the My Dick Award winner 2010. You deserve it. And the next award is the dumbest nigger musician of 2010. And this particular nigger is sitting in prison right now, and why would he be sitting in prison, DJ?
Probably because not only is he the dumbest nigger musician, he's also the hungriest.
Yes, he was very hungry, and we featured this on Chimp Out Radio episode 31. Antron Singleton, a.k.a. Big Lurch.
A.k.a. Lucky Lurch.
Yes, quite possibly the he's receiving the award, even though he made that record several years ago. We happened upon it this year, and he's getting the award. So if he's sitting there somewhere in the prison library on the computer, maybe with any luck, he'll be listening to this show.
Hey, do you think he and Luther were ever cellmates?
Oh, man, if they were cellmates, there would be a whole lot of down-low action going on.
That's right.
They'd probably eat each other.
Probably, because Luther would be like, eat me. Oh, wait, I didn't mean it literally.
Get some grape jelly right there.
Yeah, toss that salad, boy.
Pretend to be a pussy.
That right.
Should old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind?
You are listening to a special New Year's Eve 2-hour live Chimp Out radio show with DJ Stupnig and Birdman. And do not call yet, but write this number down. The number is area code 646-200-4171. That's 646-200-4171. Don't call until after midnight Eastern Time.
Back with us tonight is Egyptian. Egyptian, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing fantastic.
Awesome. We last heard from you on the Christmas show. Did you have a good Christmas?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it was fine. Nigger free.
Hey, that's great. That's the best gift of all. You must have been good last year.
Yeah. Santa, you know, smiled on me.
Cool. Did you make any resolutions for this new year?
Yeah, my resolution is, avoid niggers at all costs.
Ah, that's awesome. If you can go a whole year without having one contact, We'll have a special award for you.
Sadly, I expect to fail, but you know.
No, you gotta think positive.
You gotta aim high.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, we are doing a top 10 list with Gyptian. And Bird, what's the topic for this week's top 10 list?
Top 10 nigger New Year's resolutions.
Ooh, that's appropriate.
This one ought to be good.
That's appropriate as we count down to midnight here tonight. Egyptian, what is number 10?
Number 10, have more nigglets for more welfare.
There you go. That's a common revolution for niggers.
Oh, yeah, they needs to get stay more welfare.
Number 9.
Number 9, get a bigger Section 8 house.
They're moving up.
Yeah, this one has two bathrooms that they won't clean.
Number 8.
All right, number 8. Stop pimping out 8-year-old Lakeisha in favor of 6-year-old Tyreka.
Got to give the 8-year-old a break, you know.
Yeah, she's probably pregnant already anyways.
Good point. Number 7.
All right, number 7. Get paroled.
That's very common.
Yeah.
That's very, very common.
That's only number 7. If I was a nigger, that would be like my number 1 priority there.
Oh, but it gets better.
Number 6.
Number 6. Stage a trip and fall accident while getting off a municipal bus to win the nigger lottery.
Oh, yeah. They gotta hit the lottery.
I actually was getting on a bus. I was having car trouble about a year ago when I was living in Kalamazoo, and I was getting on the city bus, and this nigger cut right in front of me, this teenager. So I stuck my foot out, and I tripped him, and he landed flat on his face. And he turned around.
He probably did him a favor. He probably sued the city and, won the nigger lottery.
No, he didn't do shit. He turned around and looked at me, and I was just giving him that, you know, try it nigger look, and he just decided not to say or do anything, and he got on the bus, and it was a human bus driver, and she looked at me like, that was the coolest thing I've seen all day.
Hold up.
Yeah.
Done.
Number 5.
Number 5, smoke less crack and more PCP.
That's for the health conscious crackhead, you know?
Yeah.
I'm surprised niggers can spell PCP. Number 4.
Number 4. Get me white women.
Wow, they are on PCP if they think they can get that. Number 3,
be more health conscious by eating Kentucky grilled chicken.
Yeah, grilled chicken instead of fried chicken. Yeah, there you go.
Especially if 400-pound Shaquanda wants to lose some weight. Or maybe Bluntress even.
Bluntress. I hope she calls in tonight. I really do. What do you suppose she's doing to celebrate New Year's?
Drinking a 40, smoking a blunt. That's probably what she's doing.
She's probably still wearing that purple jumpsuit.
Yeah, she might even go into labor because she does look pregnant.
Is that pregnant or is that just fat?
Can you tell when a hippopotamus is pregnant? You know, you can't. So
not unless you're a vet. Maybe we need a vet to check out niggers and tell if they're pregnant. It'd be easier to tell if a nigger isn't pregnant. I mean, just the odds are they are, so.
Good point. Good point.
I think some niggers are born pregnant. And then they give birth 9 months after they themselves were born.
Asexual reproduction.
Number 2.
Move up in the world by moving from Detroit to Saginaw.
is that one for me?
Yeah,
that one's for
Saginaw.
You.
DJ Stoopnik.
Hey, I love it here in the Murder Mitten. I tried to escape this place a year ago. 16,000 miles later, I'm back in Michigan. I love it here, apparently.
Apparently you do.
I guess I do. And the number one thing that niggers resolve for New Year's is?
Number one thing is prove that they didn't do nothing.
Finally prove that they didn't do nothings.
Yeah, they're not very descriptive about it. It's just a general blanket statement.
That's so funny, because niggers have done everything that you can possibly think of that's illegal.
No question about that.
And then that they claim that they didn't do anything wrong.
You're listening to the special live episode of Chimp Out Radio as we bring in the year 2011 with Birdman and DJ. The number to call, write this down, is area code 646-200-4171. That's 646-200-4171. but we're not accepting calls until after midnight Eastern Time. Enjoy the show.
So with us tonight, we got Shadowgeist. And Shadowgeist, how long have you been on ChimpOut.com?
Since October of 2009.
Been here a while.
Yeah, a little bit.
I never took German in high school. What does Shadowgeist mean?
It means a shadow spirit.
Does that have some sort of personal meaning for you?
I used to be a big goth kid in high school, and I guess that kind of stuck for a while.
Yeah, until you got tired of people asking if you like turtles. Did you put the face makeup on and all that stuff?
I did for a bit, actually.
Okay, you're going to have to post some pictures of that so we can make fun of you, okay?
Yeah.
I'll see. I don't have any pictures of me in high school, but I still got a stick of eyeliner somewhere around here.
All right.
How long ago was this?
It was only a few years ago.
So you're in your early 20s, I assume?
I'm only 19, man.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
You're a youngin.
Yeah.
Well, all right. How did you find Chimp Out in the first place?
Well, I was lurking on here for a good 6 months before I registered, but I lurked on the other site for a bit. Yeah, I just decided that after reviewing, you know, both sites, I figured I'll like Chimp Out better.
That's usually the way it goes because the other site is really quite boring.
That's true.
The other site is sort of like your ugly little sister. You don't talk about much.
You're getting a sweater from your grandma at Christmas, you know?
Yeah. I can relate to that. Yeah, I had to go to a coal burner's house for Christmas.
Hmm. Oh, boy.
What was that like?
The little Niglet, who was probably about 4 years old, maybe, 4 years old at the most, I don't think he was potty trained, because I was hearing over talks about a tub of diapers in the house.
Ugh.
So yeah. The four-year-old Niglet, or half-Niglet for that matter, is not potty trained.
Right.
And you had to endure this over at a coal burner's house.
Yeah.
And oh, my God. How did you get conned into that one?
I was visiting my mom and my stepdad for Christmas, and they don't have electricity at their house right now, so they had to stay at an extended family member's relative's house. I don't get their whole side of the family. It's kind of messed up. It's kind of like a nigger's family to begin with.
Somehow you managed to escape all the bullshit, huh?
Yeah.
I know plenty of people like that who have, like, niggers in their extended family, and they just got away from it.
Yeah, that's just, ugh. Yeah, I would die before I call a nigger my, you know, second cousin or in-law.
So I'm sure this little niglet was running around the house totally unwatched or undisciplined, for that matter.
Actually, I'm surprised it was actually disciplined, but it threw a chimp out, like a Category 3 chimp out, because it didn't want to eat yogurt.
Well, I'm sure if you would have handed it a piece of fried chicken, he would have been completely happy with that.
What's it like, oh, like, notion in watermelon-flavored yogurt? or like a... in a sippy cup, like some grape drink or malt liquor.
Malt liquor in a sippy cup? It comes in 40-ounce sippy cups.
Yes.
It's called Young English.
Young English.
Now, about having a nigger in your family tree, I guess the niggers would be swinging from the branches of that family tree.
Yes, coconuts in that family tree.
All right, cool. Good stuff, man. All right, so we got a news story, and Bird, what are we doing here with our new friend, Shadowgeist?
Okay, this one's a classic. A gun battle outside Chuck E. Cheese's leaves one dead. In the 40-some-odd shows that we've done, how many times have we reported on nigger shines at Chuck E. Cheese?
A lot.
Yeah.
Chuck E. Cheese, or Chimpy Cheese, rather. I don't know what is that place. Like, why is it such a nigger magnet?
You know, I don't know. Do they serve liquor there?
I think they serve beer to the
parents.
They
do, don't they? Yeah.
Some of them do, at least. But Chuck E. Cheese was really nice in the 80s when I was a kid. But, man, it just really devolved into this place where you only see the Chuck E. Cheese in the ghetto, first off. You never see a Chuck E. Cheese in a nice neighborhood.
No.
The last time I went to Chuck E. Cheese was, I actually went there for my 4th birthday, and later on when I was 10, it didn't even seem that bad that back then.
Yeah, that was only 9 years ago.
Wow. You know, I think the reason why niggers go there so much is because they probably accept food stamps.
There's an EBT machine right in front.
You gotta check your weapons at the door, though. That's the only thing.
Yeah, they cast their little EBT card and a bunch of tokens come out for video games. But anyways, this story, a fight spilled out into the parking lot of a Chuck E. Cheese's restaurant, which led to a gun battle and the death of a nigger, Metro Police said Wednesday night. The shooting happened around 9 p.m. at the restaurant located at 350 North Nellius Boulevard in northeast section of Las Vegas. I didn't know there was very many niggers in Las Vegas.
Yeah, it seemed mostly human, but seemed to be a bastion for, you know, nigger loving.
Yeah, really.
So. Maybe the niggers go there because they need work as in the brothels.
Yeah.
No, it's just natural to them.
Well, according to police, an incident happened just as a child's birthday party was going on sometime Wednesday evening. That altercation led to a couple of people taking their fight to the parking lot where several shots were fired. Officers reported several shell casings in that area. A man identified as Lance Moorhead, 26, was wounded by gunshots and transported to the University Medical Center, where he later died. Oh, another nigger made good.
That's good.
Police say there were several suspects in the shooting who got away in a white Nissan SUV. No one else inside the restaurant was reportedly injured in the altercation. Yeah, once again, Chuck E. Cheese's proves to be a bastion of T&B.
Jamal, my birthday gift to little Jerome was better than yours. Man, what you talking about, nigga?
Yeah, it doesn't say what they were fighting about, did it?
No, it didn't, but I'm willing to bet it was one of a couple things. They were disputing on who the baby daddy was at the party of the child who was having the party.
Yeah.
There was a drug deal that went bad.
Yeah.
Or Mammy was trying to get her groove on with a random buck while the jealous boyfriend was looking on and got mad about it. So.
Or all of the above at the same time.
Yeah,
the Mammy might have been trying to get her groove on with one of the animated robots.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say.
That's one sexy bear robot up there. I think I'm going to dance with it.
Can you imagine what that offspring would be from that unholy union? A robot nigger?
Bear robot nigger.
I am programmed to steal.
Steal.
To steal and, you know, madick your children.
Speaking of robots, you know, you ever notice, like, you know, over in Japan, they make all these robots, and even in the States, they're trying to make robots, but you never see a robot that's programmed to do Ebonics and walk around like a nigger, and you never see that.
Well, how would you program it? You'd probably just, like, take a regular, perfectly functioning robot and then just hit it with a baseball bat a few times until the voice processor's broken, and it walks all funny.
Or instead of making it run on electricity, you make it run on, like, fried chicken grease or something.
It is combustible.
Yeah, that's true.
You are listening to a special New Year's Eve 2-hour live Chimp Out radio show with DJ Stupnig and Birdman. Write this number down. The number is area code 646-200-4171. That's 646-200-4171. But don't call until after midnight Eastern Time.
This is DJ Stupnig, and this year I resolve that every time I see a nigger with his mouth open, I will fart. So
you're going to be doing a lot of farting.
I hope so.
Especially up there in Michigan.
Yeah. Well, it's so cold up here, you can see your farts.
Oh.
They just kind of like turn to icicles and fall to the ground.
Hey, folks, this is Whitey's Fed Up, and my New Year's resolution is to not become a nigger crime statistic.
This is Shadowgeist, and for my New Year's resolution, whenever I get my job as an exterminator, I'm going to get rid of the niggers instead of the cockroaches.
Hey, this is Nick Nog, and my New Year's resolution is to stop having New Year's resolutions. You're going to fail. I fail. You're going to fail. Nobody's perfect. Neither are you. Go fuck yourself. I love you. Merry Christmas, and have a great new year.
This is Birdman, and my New Year's resolution is to train my birds to poop on niggers.
Yeah, then they'll finally be white.
Hi, this is Stinky Nicks, and for my New Year's resolution, I plan on supporting my local Hood's abortion clinic.
Yeah.
Nice.
We're going to try something new here, starting a new year, trying some new stuff, and we're going to do this thing called Confessions of a Chimp Out Veteran, because apparently some of the people on the site have leading a double life, living a lie. So we've pitch shifted this person's voice in order to hide their identity. So let's listen to what this person has to confess.
Yes, am I on the air?
Yes, you are.
Am I on the air?
Go ahead.
I would like to state that I really like grape soda and Newport cigarettes. I don't know where I picked it up from, but Newport cigarettes and grape soda are really good. And I feel really bad about it because, you know, I've been on Chimp Out for a long time.
Wait a minute. Are you sure you're a member of ChimpOut.com?
Oh, yes. I've been here since the beginning.
How do you feel?
I like the grape soda in my vodka sometimes. I drink 2 liters a day. And I smoke 2 packs of Newports today as well.
Wait a minute. Did you just say that you mix grape soda with vodka?
Well, maybe I shouldn't have said that. I really like grape soda, and I really like Newport cigarettes. And they're getting really expensive nowadays.
Wait a minute. Is this Birdman?
Damn it, DJ, did you change my voice over again? God damn it. Cut.
In the eyes of the confessor, there's no place you can hide. You can't hide from the eyes. Don't you even try.
That was The Confessor by Joe Walsh, and I'm looking at the clock here, and I see that it's almost midnight.
Yes, indeed. All right, guys. 10.
9. 8.
7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Happy New Year!